Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop for this Tuesday, July 17th. I'm Ray Graff. Well, here we are in summer. Many of you already have your getaways booked, while others may be looking to get the most out of the warm weather. In the studio with tips and suggestions is travel planner Andrea Schwartz. Our number is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. We talk travel today. I'm told we may talk train travel for a while, which I always find interesting. Our number, once again, 800-348-2551, or you can email us, voxpop@wamc.org. Cruises, hotels, passports, your calls coming up on a travel edition of Vox Pop right after the news. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. Here to answer your travel questions today is custom travel planner Andrea Schwartz. She's been working with clients for 25 years, is an expert on American and Canadian national parks, having hiked through more than 40 of them. In the past year, she finished hiking the Grand Canyon, rim to rim, 25 miles for the 10th time. She also traveled in Asia, Africa, and Europe, and has flown over Denali in a bush plane. Always great to have Andrea Schwartz here. Welcome back.
Thank you. It is great to be back.
Our number is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. You may also email the program at voxpop@wamc.org. But again, the number is 800-348-2551. Andrea Schwartz, you know, you and I over the past programs have gone head-to-head regarding trains. I'm a big train fan. You, and I got to read this. Now, for those who have not tuned into this program, Andrea Schwartz, always the most well-prepared of guests. She'll provide me a list, a page, and the preface to this one is hilarious. It says, in an attempt to refine my stance on train travel, I stand firm that to quickly get from point A to point B, flying is the mode of transportation that I would choose. There are, however, some amazing trains that offer great viewing. So here is my short list of trains. You know, you're very accommodating. You try to see the other side. That's why we like you here in public radio. All right, let's talk about trains.
So, you know, there is no perfect trip. And iconic trains, these are definitely trains that I can recommend.
Okay.
Durango Silverton Narrow Gauge. This is a unique train. It runs along the side of the Rocky Mountains at 3,000 feet.
Wow.
Built in 1882. Everybody looks away from the mountain, down the cliffs, and it chugs along the rock wall, and it is terrific, and you can go back and forth in a few hours.
Now, narrow gauge means that the tracks are closer together.
Yeah, and
how
the
close?
Train is very close. The train is only wide enough to accommodate one row of seating that faces out to the window.
All right, that would scare me. That'd be like on a unicycle going along the Rockies. All right.
Pretty much.
All right, so you like scary trains.
I like scary trains.
All right,
I like heights. Denali Star, so that's Anchorage to Fairbanks. That is unique as well. Goes north, and it's kind of one of the only ways to get there. There are very few roads in Alaska, and this train has a big, giant glass dome.
I love those.
So you can see the mountains, and the cool thing about Alaska mountains is they're maritime. So they rise from the ocean, from the sea level, and the mountain face is the tallest mountain faces in the world because there are nothing leading up to them. There's
right.
So it's spectacular and snow-covered and beautiful, and you can see out every direction from the dome.
Okay.
Next, the Rocky Mountaineer. That's from Banff to Vancouver. You can take it in either direction. Also taking you through great mountain ranges. And this is a feat of engineering that took a long time to blast through to get. The Glacier Express, this is famous. It's been in movies. This is Zermatt to St. Moritz through the Alps. Very high train, very high altitude. And lastly, which is, I would guess, probably my favorite, Hiram Bingham Orient Express from Cusco to Machu Picchu.
Mm.
And that needs to be reserved well in advance because there are all kinds of people going on all kinds of trips. You need to take that train. There's no good way to get there unless you want to carry your backpack and hike.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Those are five iconic trains that are definitely bucket list items.
Back in the 70s, early 70s, my family took a train trip. And it was either on the Empire Builder or the Hiawatha or both. But we went across from Chicago to the state of Washington, and it had the bubble car.
Did they?
And it
yeah.
was fantastic. Yeah. You go through the national parks, and it was I'll never forget that
one. Did you get to hop out or just
train? No, the train was moving. No, but they offered for me to hop out. Believe me, I was only a young kid. Our number here is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. And then there's the other thing that you have disdain for, and that's driving.
No, I love driving.
Oh, you like driving?
No, I like flying someplace and then driving.
Uh-huh.
I don't like wasting time getting to my starting point, but I love driving.
But you don't want to drive on a vacation.
I do if I'm in the national parks to get from place to place, yeah.
I think you see more of America and more of countries if you drive from point A to point B. My brother just drove down south and back, and it's a fun thing to do, right?
As long as you're not on the New Jersey Turnpike behind 10 trucks and in traffic and that sort of thing.
There's nothing like the blind terror of being on the Jersey Turnpike.
I've been there.
All right, so talk about a couple of iconic drives, okay, and then we'll take a call or two.
I have driven all of these drives, and I would say these are bucket lists. Do them. So the Pacific Coast Highway all the way down to the 17-mile drive. You can go all the way down the coast, pick a spot. You can start in San Francisco. You'll see Big Sur, Monterey, the famous 17-mile drive, for which they charge a fee. I think it's about $25 to do the drive.
$25 for 17 miles.
But if you stay at a hotel there, they refund you.
That's California for
you. And then Carmel by the Sea. This is among the most spectacular coastline in America if the road doesn't have mudslides and you get stuck. So that can happen.
That would be bad.
The Beartooth Pass, Cody, Wyoming. I love that. It's at 11,000 feet. It closes sometime in September. It doesn't open till May. There's snow on it all year. And they have snow fences that go about 25 feet high.
Yeah.
So that's a great, it's only about 50 miles, but it can take all day.
Right.
Getting up, viewing points, beautiful. The Million Dollar Highway from Silverton, Colorado to Ouray, Colorado. Lots of sheer drops, cliffs, ledges, and a ghost town.
Ooh.
That is not really marked, but you can go explore it if you keep your eye open for it.
Interesting.
The White Rim Schaefer Trail. This may be my favorite. It's in Canyonlands National Park out of Moab, Utah. You rent a high-clearance Jeep, and you drive all day on rocks through caves, over streams. It's just incredible.
I'm sorry. So anybody with a license can do this?
Yes, you can.
This would strike me as possibly dangerous for some drivers that I have seen.
Well, we saw one person, two gentlemen from, they had rented a regular vehicle.
Yeah.
And it got stuck almost immediately when they entered the park, and they had about 12 guys lifting it to get it off the rocks. But I think they're going to have to buy that car.
It's not a bad idea.
This is great. It's about $250 to rent the car for the day, the Jeep for the day.
Yeah.
They're well outfitted. They're great. And it's just amazing, just amazing. Right along super narrow cliff ledges, you look out the window, and it's 2,000-foot drop.
So why would you want to do that?
Because it's great.
What if you go off the cliff?
You don't.
What do you mean you don't?
You don't. If people get scared, they turn back. I don't know. They back up.
What are you U-turned on the cliff? What's that all about?
We did it a few times. I would go back tomorrow.
Okay.
It's a great experience. Okay, The Road to Hana also.
I saw that. It's a Bob Hope movie. Crosby, that was great.
So this is Maui, Hawaii, and you can start at the western end, which is the part that kind of looks like the head of a whale, and drive all the way. It's about 80-some-odd miles. You cross, I don't know, 80 bridges, waterfalls, tropical flower plantations. Just get off wherever you want. Go all the way to the seven sacred pools. Bring a towel. Go for a swim. Waterfalls, amazing.
Oh, nice.
Just amazing. Make sure you get gas, though, because there's only a couple of gas stations. If you don't fill up before you head back, you're going to run out.
Oh.
Also a great trip. Pikes Peak.
Of course.
This is the easiest thing to do. Seven ecosystems, 14,000 feet. They do have oxygen at the restaurants at the top if you feel woozy. But you do travel through seven different distinctive ecosystems.
Yeah.
Different animals, different plants, different trees. So, and it's wonderful. Really, really cool and easy. This is a super easy adventure.
Okay.
Going to Sun Road. This isn't Glacier National Park. It closes in the winter. The snow reaches up to 80 feet on that road. Also a full day because you're going to get out and hike as often as you can. There are lots of paths along the road. You can go quarter mile, half mile, or 10 miles, depending on your interest level.
Right.
And the last one is the Columbia River Scenic Highway and the Columbia River Gorge. This is frequently overlooked. Bring a big picnic basket and spend the whole day. You can walk behind waterfalls, under waterfalls. It's amazing. Just amazing.
And have you done all these things?
Yes, I have done all of these.
Wow.
All of these. All of them and a few of them more than once. Beartooth twice, Pacific Coast Highway probably 10 times.
Yeah.
White Rim three, Rotahana two, Pikes Peak, I don't know, I lost count.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, our guest today is Andrea Schwartz, and the phone lines are loading up here, so we'll take some calls in a moment. Number is 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551 is the number. We talk travel today, and we'll be right back with your calls. Vox Pop on WAMC. Ray Graff here. Number's 800-348-2551. Andrea Schwartz is our guest. We talk travel today. And we'll go to the phones here. I know you have a bucket list, and we'll get to those in a bit here. But let's take care. Oh, Ian Pickus is here. It's like a Bob Hope walk-on. What's up, man?
Hi, Ian.
Hey, just some breaking news in from the AP Wire now. Former New York State Senate leader Dean Skelos and his son were convicted this afternoon of bribery and extortion charges. Again, Dean Skelos and his son in their retrial both found guilty, and we'll have more on that in the next news break.
All right, Ian Pickus, our news director, so we will have that, and we'll have many more details for you coming up in the news. Andrea, before we get to the phones, this email came in from April in Medusa.
Hi, April.
April's subject heading is trains, exclamation point.
Okay.
I share Ray's love of trains. Plus, we have a big family with lots of kids. Been considering Amtrak's rail pass to travel cross-country. Any experience with that?
Not really. I would be really careful in plotting out the schedule. I don't know how far you want to go, but I would say take a really good look at the schedule because you could end up getting stranded. Some of these trains don't connect very well.
And it's been a few years since I've actually looked into this because, you know, I have a big family as well, and I've looked into taking a train trip across the country. And the website, at least a few years ago, was you needed a decoder ring to figure out where you were going and how to connect it. I'm sure it's much better now. I'm not casting aspersions.
Well, it's a little better. I would say the problem, one of the problems at the outset is they don't really have good codes, good ways to look up the station codes.
Yeah.
So you can end up in the wrong state if you're not really careful.
and who wants that? All right, let's go to the phones. We'll take a few, and then we'll get to your bucket list.
Yep.
800-348-2551 is the number. Andre is on with Andrea. Andre and Red Hook.
Oh, hi.
You're
there.
On.
Hi.
Hi, Andrea. Hi, Ray. My husband and I are going to Umbria in Italy in October. And we've been to Tuscany, and we've been to Assisi in Umbria and Gubbio, but we're staying really close to Perugia at an Airbnb. And we were wondering if you had some suggestions or recommendations for cool/fun things to do in Umbria. We love nature, we love art, we love music, we like walking, we like churches.
Okay, well,
we like food.
Yeah.
You're cutting out a little bit, but did you
say... I know, you were cutting out too.
Yeah, I know, I think it's the weather.
I'm not in a car or anything, I'm not on a mobile phone.
Did you say...
Did you hear what I said or no?
Well, I heard most of it. I just want to verify. You said India and Italy or just Italy?
Umbria.
No, Umbria.
Okay, it sounded like... And I'm trying to figure out how that's going to work. Okay, so...
me too.
All right. Well, let's... Do you like adventure?
Yeah.
So there's something called Via Ferrata. It means in Italian the Iron Way, and Italy was the country that launched this in the 30s and 40s.
Okay.
It's an alternative to mountain climbing, but it's for people who are reasonably fit and are not worried by height. And Italy has the most. They have, I don't know, 400.
Uh-huh.
You can just look them up. And it's basically you get a harness, and the whole point is that Via Ferrata means the Iron Way, and you can see spectacular alpine areas because you go with a guide and you hook onto this cable. This is in the mountain, and you can cross over ravines, go over bridges.
Yikes.
It's great.
So what, you're just dangling there?
No, if you dangle, the cable will catch you, but the guide will explain to you how you don't do that.
All right, that's off the list. Next.
So, I would say go to a grape vineyard.
Okay.
Go check out an olive vineyard.
Uh-huh.
And I would say, I'm expecting you're going to have a vehicle, yeah? You will be driving?
Yeah, we're driving from Rome.
Okay, good. So, I mean, get up in the mountains as much as you can because it's spectacular. Maybe Cinque Terre on the coast. I would head over to Cinque Terre. That's a great place to spend 2 days. Just the drive up there is pretty cool because it's a single lane, and you got to kind of squish over when people pass you. But once you get there, you can walk along an ocean pathway through five different very old villages, fishing villages.
And that's in Umbria.
It's a little west, but it's not far. Not far.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it, and enjoy your vacation. Let's go over to Kevin in Northampton. Kevin, you're on.
Hi there.
Hi, Kevin.
I am planning a two-week trip to Ireland, where my partner and I will spend our honeymoon.
Wow, good.
Driving around much of the western and northern part. So I was hoping to get a couple suggestions.
Well, you got to go to Dublin for sure. Okay.
Okay. Kind of looking at stuff that might not be as touristy.
You know,
maybe hidden gems.
I think, you know, the one thing I will say, the Eiffel Tower is touristy, but if you go to Paris and you don't go up, it's probably a mistake. So I would say the same thing about Dublin. Dublin is a really interesting town. I think, you know, you should go see the Book of Kells. You know, it's worth it. I would say get up in the mountains and hike as much as you can because that would be less touristy. Get a GPS for sure because the roads are almost impossible to decipher. You can do a farm visit for sure. You can do a lovely farm visit. There are a lot of farms that offer overnight stays for guests, and you can actually even work a day in the farm just for the fun of it.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's nice.
Why would you do that?
Because it's fun
to work for a day
for
nothing on your honeymoon. Brilliant. Okay.
Do you golf?
Sure.
Do you golf?
I do, but may not bring my clubs.
Well, you can always rent them. I would suggest that you check out the European. It's called the European. It might be the hardest golf course maybe on earth. I don't play, but my husband and my son played it, and they lost about 30 golf balls.
Oh,
ouch. So it's beautiful. It's right on the ocean. So I would think about that because that's an experience in a links course that you won't get in this country at all.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Well, have a great time.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot for the call. Anything in Ireland where you can dangle by a cable? No?
They're not known for Via Ferrata. The Via Ferrata is mostly through the Alps.
Yeah.
But believe it or not, they're in Canada now, and I'm going to do one in a few weeks.
That is crazy talk. All right, let's go to James in Kingston. James, you're on.
Hi, James.
Yes, hello. Thank you for taking my call today. How are you?
Hi, James.
Good. Just a quick question. I'm born and raised in Kingston, New York, in the Hudson Valley, having the Catskills here. And I was just wondering if you had your choice, where would you go in our area?
Where would I go in your area? I don't know.
In the Hudson Valley or the Catskill Mountains.
I don't know. You were born there. Maybe you should tell me. I don't know.
Well, no. I mean, I have my choices that I always go to: Overlook, you know, Chaminade Ridge, etc. Yeah. But I was just, if you had your choice coming to the area, where would you go?
I don't know. Honestly, I have to say you've got me because
you've been though, right?
Yeah, yeah. But I mean,
it's not exotic enough for you, is
no.
it?
No.
Oh, come on, it's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Been to the Catskills?
It is very lovely. Maybe doing the I would say maybe the floating. You know, the tubing.
Okay.
On the Esopus River, that you could try that. Have you done that?
Yeah, I've done that a few times.
Yeah.
Down from
I think you're going to have to email me and tell me what you like.
James, because I like where you were going with this, though. You wanted to see what she has done locally, and now we found out that she doesn't like it. No, just kidding. James,
thank you guys for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Certainly.
Have a great day.
Thanks
a lot. You know, the Catskills are wonderful.
Yeah, they are, but they're not the Alps.
Oh, come on, Andrew Schwartz. All right, 800.
I have to stir some controversy, otherwise we won't get interesting phone calls.
800-348-2551. She's kidding, I think.
I hope so.
I think. Saul in Niskayuna. Saul, you're on.
Hi, Saul.
Hi. I thought I'd let you know. My daughter recently went to do the drive up Big Sur about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah?
And Big Sur is still closed. The bridge that went out has been repaired, but subsequent to that, there was a rock slide.
Yeah.
And so if you're going to do Big Sur, they recommend that you either call the state police before trying it, because they'll tell you it's closed if it is closed, or you can go in on Google Maps, and the places that you can't get to anymore, the map shows a black line instead of their normal road.
Wow.
So, yeah, I did mention that. I did mention mudslides, rock slides when we first talked about it. So, yeah, it's an issue. And the weather in California this year has been very strange.
Well, they planned this trip for a long time, but none of us bothered to find out what was really happening. Yeah. They had to turn around.
That's a shame.
Sorry, okay. Saul. Hey, man, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. By the way, Andrea Schwartz, before I take the next call, you usually bring a baked good with you.
I did.
Well, this is delicious. What is this?
It's clafouti.
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 Sounds like an illness.
Julia Child. Yeah. It's French pastry made with organic blueberries. And,
It's a beautiful, tasty treat.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'll have to give you the recipe. It was in honor of the French winning the World Cup. Don't
don't bother giving me the recipe. I can't even make toast.
I'll make it again for you.
All right, let's go to Michelle in Feeding Phil, Massachusetts. That can't be right. Yes? Michelle? Where are you calling from?
I'm sorry, I'm here. My question is, we're scheduled for 2 weeks in California, and we were going to start in Yosemite National Park, and because of the wildfires, we're going to have to change that up, and I was wondering which national parks in California you would recommend.
Okay, well, an awful lot. Kings Canyon and Sequoia are fantastic. Where are you flying into?
Starting in San Francisco, but flying out from the south in L.A.
Okay. So, I mean, you could certainly go right over the bridge and do the Muir Woods, which has some of the biggest trees in the world, and you can just walk on paths to see them and check out Sausalito on the way. And then I would do Kings Canyon and Sequoia. They are spectacularly beautiful, but it's going to be very hard to get a reservation in the park, and these parks are kind of inaccessible. I would suggest call every single day because they have a 48-hour cancel policy in the park, and people always cancel last minute, so you should be able to get something. But they are both spectacular. There used to be two, and now they're connected, and they're just considered to be one park. So that would be my suggestion.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Hey, Michelle, where are you calling from?
Feeding Hills, Massachusetts.
I still didn't get it. No, our screener didn't get it. She wrote down Feeding Phil, but it can't be a town in Massachusetts. Hey, Michelle, thanks a lot for the call.
Thank you.
Have you ever been to Death Valley?
Yeah, I love Death Valley, but you can't go in the summer.
No.
It's 130 degrees. It's too hot.
Did you see Ronald Reagan there?
I did not.
No?
Is he a ghost living there?
No. You've seen the show Death Valley Days, right, with Ronald Reagan?
No, I didn't.
You never saw that show?
I don't believe I did, no.
Oh, Andrea.
It's probably hiking somewhere.
Well, there they go again. Gay in Montague, New Jersey. You're on.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hello.
We live here on the East Coast, and our daughter lives in Long Beach, California.
Yeah.
And we enjoy driving across the country and stopping at the parks.
Yeah.
Do you have a question?
And so far we have avoided stopping in Grand Canyon.
Really?
Because there is so much, and it feels like you really need to know what you're doing, where you're going to stay. And I was wondering if you had information on the Grand Canyon.
Oh, my gosh. You know, this is the expert on the Grand Canyon, so you've called at the right time. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've actually hiked rim to rim 10 times, and I'm heading out next month to do my 11th. So, yeah, I am quite familiar with the Grand Canyon. Are you guys hikers? Do you do a little hiking?
Yes.
Okay. So, again,
but we're also older and very slow.
Well, slow doesn't matter. That's fine. As long as you're properly prepared, you have water and reasonable footwear and salty snacks. So, again, any of the national park vendors have a 48-hour cancel. So right now, if you go online, you can Google Phantom Ranch, and it will give you all of the housing that is in the park. I suggest that you stay in the park because it's just easier. You don't want to have to drive in and out every day. And just keep calling every day. You can look online, but the online is not working that well. And generally speaking, they don't have 100% availability because people call and cancel constantly. So I would just keep trying. You can stay. The El Tovar is the iconic hotel that's right on the rim. It's more expensive, than some of the others. You can stay at the Bright Angel Cabins, which are just charming, and they're also from the original construction. So just keep trying. You can stay in Williams, which is right outside of the park. You know what? Why don't you? You'll get the email at the end. Just email me because
well,
I can
your
talk
email
for
address
hours.
Right now.
A-N-D-R-E-A, Andrea, A-I-R, the word air, and one, O-N-E, at gmail.com. Because I can talk for the next 4 hours about the canyon, and I think nobody wants
me to
do that.
And we only have 25 minutes.
Right.
So
nobody wants me to do that.
Once
just
again,
get in touch. I'll help you.
The email address once again?
Andrea, air, one, O-N-E. Not the number, but the word, at gmail.com.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. Our number here is 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. Nancy in Schenectady. Hi, Nancy.
Hi there.
Good afternoon. I'm interested in the idea of carbon offsets for particularly air travel. It's kind of an environmentally conscious thing to do. In fact, we're flying to Colorado next week, and I was just about to be looking for. I know some airlines actually offer them as part of their service, and so I'm just beginning my hunt for carbon offsets right now. But I don't know if that's something you've looked into.
I think the best thing is just to get in touch with the airline that you're booked with and see what they can offer.
That's a great concept, though.
Yeah, it is a good idea.
Yeah, there's an other thing I've done is to just make an extra donation to one of my favorite environmental organizations that does, in fact, do things that would help to cut the energy.
Yep. Join the Sierra Club. They're great.
Oh, absolutely. That's one good one.
Well, have a great time.
Thanks, Nancy. We appreciate the call. Our number here is 800-348-2551. Andrea Schwartz is our guest. You're going again to the Grand Canyon?
Yep, number 11.
What can you possibly see that you didn't see on times 1 through 10?
Well, I can remember every single hike, and I can tell you that one year I saw mountain goats, bighorn sheep standing on top of the porta potty.
Of course.
Yeah. And 2 years ago, I actually came very close to a mountain lion, which is one of the more rare sightings, it happened so quickly, I did not reach my pepper spray, nor did I reach my camera.
I mean, you know, it's probably close enough. You ought to quit while you're ahead.
No.
Attacked by a wolverine?
I had a rat, but there aren't none.
None?
I had a rattlesnake within 3 inches of my toes that were in flip-flops because I was going to a waterfall.
Yeah.
But every time you go down there, you see something more interesting, and the light changes the view of the rocks, and there's these incredible hanging bridges over the canyon.
So you're hooked.
I'm hooked.
Maybe a scorpion attack this time, right?
I saw one a couple of years ago, actually.
Well, here's hoping.
And then there's these very dramatic helicopter rescues. I usually end up seeing one a year.
Because somebody didn't prepare.
Somebody didn't prepare.
Wore sneakers or flip-flops. There you go. Yep. Andrea Schwartz is our guest. We'll take a quick break here, and then we'll have a look at her bucket list of things to do in the U.S. of A. It's Vox Pop. Our number is 800-348-2551, and we'll be back. You know, we found out some stuff during the break here. It's Vox Pop on WAMC, 800-348-2551. Feeding Hills is a section of the city of Agawam with its own zip code and post office.
Very, very exciting.
That's fine, except that the phone line was bad and it said Feeding Phil.
Feeding Phil.
And we used to have an engineer named Phil, and we were under strict instructions not to feed him. So there you go. Well, thank you for that.
Like the bears in Yellowstone. Do not feed them.
Exactly. This one came in via email from Tom. Any recommendations for a family with an 11-year-old boy in visiting Yellowstone and the Dinosaur National Monument in Colorado, a couple of days in each?
Well, Yellowstone deserves at least 4 days. There are four major sections of that park, and you want to try and see them all. So don't hang around Old Faithful. Just spend some time there in the geyser pools, but head to the mud pots. You want to take all the boardwalks. Definitely, try to take a couple of ranger hikes. I would talk, if you're fit, to a ranger because it's an incredible hike that will take you 2 miles in and 2 miles out, and you're guaranteed to see a huge herd of bison.
Ooh, nice.
So, yeah.
You ever eaten bison?
No.
Very good.
No, I'm more a veggie type.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you. All right, quickly, we have a lot of calls here, but I want to go through your bucket list of things to do in the U.S.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, again, I've done these all.
Yeah. Then you need a new bucket.
I have
They're
a
no
very,
longer in the bucket.
Very big bucket.
All right, go ahead.
The more places I go, the more I want to go.
All right.
So, the New Orleans Jazz Festival, it's already over. It's May, I believe. It's 2 weekends long. It is really interesting and enormous, and it's worth definitely going once. They have top-notch acts. If you do go, park yourself early in the morning with your chairs at one spot and then walk around. Don't keep dragging yourself to different places.
Sure.
You'll be a million miles away.
Okay.
Walk across the Golden Gate Bridge, preferably both directions.
Okay.
You get a view of San Francisco. You won't see any other way. The Rose Parade, Pasadena, California, New Year's Day.
Yeah.
You can buy tickets online for seats in the grandstands, or you can get there at 4 a.m. and wait for street side standing. Mm-hmm. I don't recommend that. The seats are not expensive. It's definitely worth it. Get really lucky and see a volcano erupt. We have been dealing with that quite a bit in Hawaii.
Yeah.
We actually did see it twice in Volcanoes National Park, but it was erupting in a way that it was just kind of oozing this orange lava, and it wasn't threatening.
As opposed to the one yesterday.
Right, exactly. Right. So I would wait a while before you do that. Grand Canyon, just because everybody needs to go there at least once.
Yeah.
Yellowstone, also, just because. Walk up the hill to the Hollywood sign in Los Angeles. 44-foot-tall letters. You can get right up to them. Great view of the Santa Monica Mountains on a clear day.
Yeah.
The monuments and museums in Washington, D.C. We have a treasure trove of museums. They're all free if they're part of the Smithsonian. And the brand new one is the Museum of African American History and Culture. Although it's free, you need to get a reserved time entry. So go online or you will not get in.
Okay.
Walk the Freedom Trail in Boston. You can do it with a guide. You can do it on your own. You can do it with your phone. It ends at Faneuil Hall, where you can have something great to eat.
Oh, yeah.
And Alaska. Go see Denali, the tallest mountain in North America, on a clear day. It's extraordinary. Lots of wildlife viewing. Take the bus. It's a school bus they run every summer, and it goes 90 miles into the park to Wonder Lake and back. You can get off at 10 different places and hike. And lastly, you can only drive 12 miles in. So if you don't take the bus, you don't get to Wonder Lake.
Okay. And whatever you do, just don't call it McKinley, right?
Don't ever call it McKinley.
All right. Let's go to Jay in Duanesboro. Jay, you're on.
Hi, Jay.
Hi. I know you had kind of panned the whole Amtrak trip, but I wanted to mention how wonderful the ride in the dome car from Rensselaer, New York, up to Montreal is.
I agree with you.
I am sure it is. I'm glad you enjoyed it, and thank you for pointing it out.
I agree with you, Jay.
I just don't want to go across the entire country.
Oh, you know what? You got to live a little. Put that on your bucket list. Jay, thank you for the call.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It very much. Let's go over to Tim in Utica. Tim.
Yeah, years ago I was stationed in San Diego, and I used to drive up with some friends to Victorville and hike on a portion of the Pacific Crest Trail to a place called Deep Creek. Is that still around, or is it all developed area now?
You know what? You cut out. I heard the Pacific Crest Trail, but I didn't hear where you hiked to.
Oh, yeah. Okay. This area was called Deep Creek, and it was consisted of some pools ranging from cold to hot.
Yep, that's
like
still there.
A natural spring.
Yeah.
Still there? It's not developed? All right.
Oh,
great.
Yeah. And the Pacific Crest requires a good deal of planning because you have to have people ship things to you along the stations that you can pick them up. Unless you're just going to do a day or two. If you're going to do any part of a real significant part of it, that requires a lot of strategic planning.
What was ironic is we found out instead of hiking the 12 miles, you could just drive in through the backside.
Yeah, that's true, but that's cheating.
Hey, thanks, Tim.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
Have a good one. 800-348-2551 is the number. Andrea Schwartz is our guest here on Vox Pop Travel Edition. Jane in Cooperstown. Hello, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Hi. I just wanted to mention the gentleman that wants to go to Ireland. We lived in Ireland for 5 months in Connemara. County
Galway. It's not. We started in Dublin and we worked our way out there. Renville, Clifton. It's real country and it's sheep going, you know, wild. And you can bike and you can hike and you can maybe get a thatched cottage that someone wants to rent and you could just stay there and just enjoy the remote, beautiful countryside.
That's good advice.
And the ocean is there, too.
Yeah, the people are also incredibly friendly and warm, and you do have to watch out for the sheep on the road because they just kind of hang around there, and they leave when they're ready. I'm sure you found that a bit of a challenge.
They live all around us.
Yeah.
We live in a so that's just wanted people to know that.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jane. Thank you. Have a good one. We appreciate your call today on Vox Pop. Leslie in Pine Plains. Leslie, you're on.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. My son is working outside of Dubai. I went to visit him in January. It was a wonderful trip. I'm going to visit him again this January, and I'd like to go to Oman. The UAE is a small country, and Oman seems a little more geographically exciting. Have you been? Do you have suggestions?
I have not.
You have not?
You have gotten me. No, I have not. So I think probably, have you considered maybe going to Jordan? Because you can go visit Petra, which is one of the seven ancient wonders of the world. That might be really an interesting side trip.
It would. It's a tiny bit more expensive to do than I can do this on a budget. I'm a professional horseman without tons of money.
Right.
And Oman was a little bit more accessible. I'm dying to do Petra.
Yeah. But, I mean, you're going to be right there. So it seems like that would be, you know, that's a real bucket list item for sure.
Well,
yeah.
I guess your homework, Leslie, will be to report back on your trip when you go.
Yeah, do that. Let us know.
I absolutely will, and thank you for taking my call.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
800-348-2551 is the number. It's Vox Pop. Travel today with Andrea Schwartz and Joe and Coleraine. Joe, you're on.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
You're on.
Can you hear me?
You betcha.
Okay. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about wonderful train trips in the U.S. on Amtrak. And also the fact that they are a bit endangered at the present time. But my family and I have taken some wonderful trips. The Empire Builder to Glacier Park.
Yes.
Where you don't need a car. They'll pick you up from the motel at the train station. They'll drive you to the park entrance, and then there are free buses through the park. So you can get to lots of trailheads without your own car.
Good idea. What's the schedule like in terms of when you come back from the, you know, from the trail? How do you reconnect?
Usually, well, we just arranged with our motel people. They picked us up when we got back to the entrance to the park.
Okay, good.
That's a great train, though. I love the Empire Builder. That's very cool.
Mm-hmm. So, the other spectacular train ride that I wanted to talk about is the Southwest Chief over the Raton Pass. And it is just spectacular scenery.
Good.
Have you done that one, Andrea?
Nope.
All right, so we'll put that one on your list. Hey, Joe, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Before I go, though, the Southwest Chief right now is in danger of being cut up into little pieces and having the Raton Pass part be a bus substitution because the present head of Amtrak, is kind of down on long-distance trains.
Oh, boy.
So the Rail Passengers Association is a good place to get in touch with to fight for keeping our trains.
Okay,
thank you. I like it, Joe. Thanks a lot for the call. Maybe you should join that, Andrea.
I can consider it. I will consider it.
Just, you know, maybe go and speak at some of their annual conventions and whatnot.
I don't think I'm invited.
All right. Tony in Albany. Tony, you're on.
Hi, Tony.
Hi. My husband and I are planning a driving trip to the West, Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, particularly Yellowstone, in September of 2019. We'd like to stay 2 or 3 days in each place. He is a fly fisherman, so we would like to.
Yep.
You're right.
Well,
we
you're in the right place.
There you go. And we were wondering, we would like to stay in the national parks where possible. How soon do we need to make our reservations?
Last year.
Oh, really?
No, you know what? Yellowstone is really tricky.
For next summer?
Yeah, they're booking right now. Yeah, I would just get on the phone and do it now. There is a 48-hour cancel, which makes a lot of people thinking about it just go and book all kinds of things, and then they let them go just the last minute.
Right.
So you have a lot of
people. What do you mean by a 48-hour cancel?
So you get your money back. The National Park has very strict rules for the people who operate properties within the parks. So you they don't want people to have to forfeit money if they have to cancel. So you have 48 hours prior to your arrival to cancel your reservation with a full refund. Mm. And in general, they take a deposit for at least the first night. I would suggest if you go to Yellowstone, I would get on the phone and do it right now. I think it's Aramark that operates Yellowstone, but you can find it in a second online. And I would book that. It's a huge park. It is definitely worthy of 4 full days. And it'll be a little less crowded. I would suggest that you book the hotel at Lake Yellowstone. That, to me, I've been there several times, is the most easily accessed area because you're near the lake and they have boat rides on the lake. You're not far. There's kind of a ring road that branches out, and you'll be driving less if you stay at that particular spot. So grab anything you can in terms of accommodation in the Lake Yellowstone area. Then, 2 hours south out of the park, are the Grand Tetons. And between Yellowstone and the Grand Tetons, there is an elk preserve, which is incredible, especially with the time of year you're going. You're going to see just herds. You'll feel like you're in some kind of tundra. And the fly fishing there out of Jackson Hole, the outfitters there are unmatched anywhere in the world. So your husband can do a day, 2 days, 3 days, whatever he wants, but it is expensive. So if he does that, you should go shopping in Jackson Hole.
Well, that's thank you, Andrea. Hey, Tony, thanks for the call and have fun.
You're
have
welcome.
Good stores
thank
there.
You.
So the National Park hotels.
Yeah.
They're not run by the government. These are private entities?
They are run with government franchise license.
Okay. Because you remember the old throughway cafeterias that were run by the state government and how awful they were?
I do, yeah.
But this is not like that?
No.
Okay.
No. Well, mostly what they have done is they've had to hew to the historic preservation. So at Grand Canyon, at Yellowstone, at all these parks, they can't dramatically alter the various housing.
Right.
They can renovate interiors, but they can't, like Old Faithful Inn, no one's going to change what that looks like.
Yeah.
Roaring fireplace, big old leather couches, murals on the wall. There's no way. These are historic places in the register. So.
All right, let's go back and take another call or two here. 800-348-2551, the number. Richard in Hanna Croy. Richard, you're on.
Hi there.
Hi. Oh, good day to you both. I wonder if you could give me some advice about how to set up travel plans. I'm planning on taking my nephew to scuba dive in Indonesia next year. And I wanted to find out, I know how to do the live aboard boat stuff, but this would be probably resorts and I don't know, they probably have ways of hooking up to boats and getting, getting avenue up to the reefs.
Yeah, So
any
this
kind
is,
of advice you can give me on how to plan this trip?
I could, but it would take a while. So I think this is something definitely you should email me about because there are lots of great organizations you can hook up with varying levels of comfort and various numbers of days you can go out. Are you bringing your own equipment or will you have to get the equipment from them?
Most of it we'll get from them. It's just too bulky to carry.
Right.
But, regulators and masks,
pins,
kind of thing.
Okay, so you really want a top-notch outfit because you're going in the ocean and you want to make sure that the equipment is top-notch.
Sure.
And it's a little tricky to vet this from this far away, but there are definitely ways to do it. One of the best ways frequently is to work with a luxury hotel. So when you stay at a really top hotel, you can contact the concierge, and they can hook you up with the most reliable and the best plans.
Okay. So once again, what is your email address?
Andrea, my name, the word air, A-I-R, and the word one, O-N-E, Andrea Air 1 scubadiving@gmail.com.
Have you ever scuba dived?
I've snorkeled, not scuba dived.
Yeah. What's the most dangerous thing you've done on a vacation?
Having a near catastrophic 2,000-foot fall.
What?
Yeah, with my son at Bryce Canyon.
2,000-foot fall. And how did Andrea Schwartz survive that?
You know, this is really something I prefer not to talk about.
Oh, really?
But some tourist from China videotaped it and actually shipped us the videotape. And I thought it was pretty exciting. And then when I watched it, I broke down crying. So
okay, so, you know.
We did something stupid. Okay. And when the rangers met us at the top of the trail, they put us in their car and gave us a stern lecture back at the ranger station.
But you survived.
We did.
And you've lived and you learned.
We did. But we did something dumb that we should never have done. And
this is the thing, though. You know, how does one stay safe on something? Like you talk about these driving along these cliffs. You make one mistake, you're done.
Yeah, but you at least die knowing you've done what you loved.
Aren't you safer sitting home watching the Flintstones on
never.
The couch?
No? No. Boredom is a killer.
All right, Andrea Schwartz. Well, always good to have you here. You've got about 30 seconds. I guess there were some changes in your rights.
Yes. Oh, so if the airline changes your flight by more than a two-hour time difference, either going, coming, or the layover,
yeah,
you have the right to the following. You can either get a full refund, or you can insist that they change you to a schedule that is more amenable to your time frame. And even if it's more expensive, you do not have to pay them any money. It's called protection. So get on the phone if this happens and tell them that you want protection.
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 Always wise to have protection.
Definitely.
Can you hold out on the negotiations for a continental breakfast?
I don't believe they'll do that, but they might give you, if you get stranded, they might give you a coupon for some crappy airline food.
Oh, well, and on that happy note, we end the program.
Oh,
Andrea
fully.
Schwartz.
I wanted to mention restaurant.com. Too late.
Well,
next
you,
time.
You just did. And thank you very much again for being here and for making the delicious cake.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
What was it called again?
Clafouti.
Clafouti, yes.
C-L-A-F-O-U-T-I-S.
They have good treatment for that nowadays. A little
yeah.
penicillin, you're done.
It's cold whipped cream. You can throw that on top.
Support comes from Interactive Media Consulting, a team of online market strategists providing websites, branding, and digital marketing to the Capital Region and beyond since 1996. iMediaConsult.com. Kent Hicks Construction, specializing in deep energy retrofits, passive house, zero energy homes, and historic restorations, serving the Berkshires, Pioneer Valley, and all of Western Massachusetts for over 25 years. KentHicksConstruction.com. And College Street Motors, Amherst, Massachusetts, for over 30 years, specializing in foreign and domestic car and truck repairs, including tire pressure, exhaust, brakes, and check engine lights. Full service gas station, CollegeStreetMotors.com. Thanks again to Andrea Schwartz for joining us today. Thank you for listening and for terrific questions, and for backing me up on trains. I appreciate it. Zach Malloy is our engineer. Your phones were answered by Colleen O'Connell. Our producer is Jimmy the Hammer Lavoulis. I'm Ray Graff. Tomorrow, Darren Tracy returns to answer your home improvement questions. Right now, stand by for news.